Shortening that attitude of prayer, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Grace and loving God, what a joy it is to be a part of your family, Lord, the family of God. We come in all different shapes, sizes, colors. It's just fascinating to see how you've created your world that you've allowed us to live in, with all its diversity and with all its blessings and all its challenges. That's why I know that you got a wonderful sense of humor, Lord, because as we go through this life and we finally get things all figured out, you call us home. Because we're not meant to live in this world forever physically, but meant to be in your world spiritually. So we thank you for all of that. Thank you for sending Jesus into the world to show us the way to be able to experience everything that we experience as he sits at your right hand and says, Daddy, I know about that. I know about this. Remember? What a joy to have a God that not only created us, but made sure that he understood his creation. And we give you the glory this morning. As the disciples realized, too, that when Jesus was here on this earth, they would walk everywhere they went. They would stop at the end of the day of ministry and build a fire and eat, sit and talk and fellowship. And then Jesus would go off by himself. And the disciples asked him one time, Lord, why do you go off by yourself after we eat? And he said, well, guys, this is Ralphie's interpretation. It's not in the book. I'm God manifested in the flesh, as you guys well know. And since I'm in this fleshly body, I'm like you guys. I get tired and I get hungry and I gotta rest. And I also have to talk to the Father. Talk to the Father? Can we talk to the Father? He says, oh yeah. Let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer Jesus taught by praying. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.